Florida prisoners will have new education opportunities under a law signed by Governor Rick Scott. I'm Sean Mulcahy. In an overinflated job market, finding work is difficult. And for people who have served time in prison, it can be nearly impossible. But a bill signed by Governor Scott could better prepare prisoners for the job market. The Florida Department of Corrections can now partner with local school districts and the Florida college system to provide some prisoners with vocational training and post-secondary education.
Because one of the biggest challenges anyone has, especially someone who's been in the prison system, is finding a job.
That's Seminole Republican Representative Larry Ahern.
Especially at today's tier level, minimum requirements, of course, are a high school diploma, some of which these men and women have not obtained.
Ahern says the bill represents something that should have been done years ago. He hopes it provides prisoners with the skills necessary to be successful after serving their time. The Post-Secondary Workforce Education Program provides a range of education options, from career certification programs and apprenticeships to full degree education programs. But Florida law prohibited state funds from being used to educate inmates until now. And St. Petersburg Democratic Senator Daryl Roussan hopes the program will keep ex-inmates from returning to prison.
I'm excited about the fact that when you have a person's body locked up, you must find ways of touching their mind and their heart so that they don't go back out and recidivate. You must give them opportunity to increase, enhance, obtain an education as well as job skills, training.
The bill allows prisoners with 24 months or less left on their sentence to participate in the workforce education program. The DOC can now partner with local school boards, Florida Virtual School, and select charter schools to provide educational, career, and vocational training. In a statement, the DOC said it's excited to provide prisoners with enhanced opportunities that are, quote, a vital part of helping inmates transition back into society. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.